Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. With just a few days left in the Trump administration, the Bureau of Land Management has proposed to remove the protected status of millions of acres across California's deserts. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Back in 2016, a federal conservation plan was created to protect more than 10 million acres of California's iconic desert landscapes. It also helped identify areas where solar and wind projects could be built. President Trump now wants to strip protections away for around 4 million acres, and environmentalists say that could open up California's deserts to mining. They argue a move like this would threaten species like desert tortoises, bighorn sheep, and Joshua trees. They recommend the Biden administration promptly stop this process after he takes office. The California Energy Commission is opposed to the federal amendments because a plan was created to help the state meet its climate goals. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Vice President Kamala Harris resigned her Senate seat this week. Cap Radio's Ed Fletcher has more.
Harris's move clears the way for several firsts. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla will soon take Harris's seat, becoming the first Latino to represent the state in the U.S. Senate. Assemblywoman Shirley Weber has been named to fill Padilla's seat. If confirmed, she'll be the state's first African-American chief elections official. Harris will be sworn in Wednesday, becoming the first woman, first person of color, and first person of Asian descent to serve as vice president. California Governor Gavin Newsom, who made the naming of Padilla and Weber official Monday, said it was notable that these historic appointments come as Americans celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Sacramento, I'm Ed Fletcher.
California is closing in on 3 million coronavirus cases as the state tries to smooth the rocky rollout of vaccines during the continuing spike in COVID-19 deaths. The state reported 432 deaths on Sunday, a day after recording the second highest daily count of 669. California's death toll since the start of the pandemic rose to nearly 33,400. Think Foster City or San Pablo. Lawmakers and public health officials have said the surge won't be flattened without mass vaccinations, but California has trailed the rest of the country when it comes to inoculating its residents. Case in point, the California health officials are asking healthcare providers to suspend the use of one coronavirus vaccine batch because of a possible allergic reaction. Cap Radio's Nick Miller has more.
State epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan says that a higher than usual number of possible allergic reactions were reported with a specific lot of Moderna vaccine at one community clinic. The batch in question is currently under investigation. Pan says there have been fewer than 10 people vaccinated from that batch who needed medical attention. She also mentioned the state is doing this out of an extreme abundance of caution. There's been more than 330,000 doses from this lot distributed across the state, and no other allergic reactions have yet been reported. Those concerned about possible reactions related to the vaccine can visit the CDC's website on how healthcare workers will manage anaphylaxis. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
Sunny and breezy today, highs in the mid-60s, northerly gusts up to 50 miles per hour in the morning. There is a wind advisory in effect until this evening.